Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What'd you think of LeBron James sending himself? He got out of bed today, looked in the mirror, whatever. He wrote, just trying to be remembered and leave a mark on the game. Truly honored and blessed. Strive for greatness. Blah, blah, blah. He want to be the first to congratulate you on this accomplishment. This is him, King James, writing himself as a teenager, right?
What is this guy's deal? Like, honestly.
That you'll reach. Only a handful have reached, seen it, too. And while I've never been a goal of yours from the beginning, please try to take a moment for yourself on how you've done it. The house you're about to be a part of has only 6 seats in it as of now, but one more will be added, and you should be very proud and honored to be invited inside. There's so many people to thank that has helped this even become possible, so thank them all. And when you finally get your moment alone to yourself, smile, look up to the higher skies and say thank you. So with that, congrats to you, young king. One love. Hashtag strive for greatness. Hashtag the kid from Akron. What do you think of him writing himself?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Why? Why?
Why do you need to do that? Like, we already know how great you are. Everybody knows how great you are. I don't get it. Like, what is the purpose of that? Why?
Mafia? Creepy or not?
I think it's cheesy as hell. I mean, that seems like something, you know, some Nike commercial you should have taped later on afterwards or something.
It probably is.
Probably is. It's probably where I got it from, but it's just cheesy. I mean, yeah, you knew you were going to do it tonight because you haven't scored less than 10 points in like over 600 games or something like that. But still, you're going to get enough congratulations from everybody else. You don't need to go congratulating yourself. That's almost as bad as A-Rod kissing himself in the mirror.
So if Tyronn Lue said if their team meeting doesn't lead to wins, it's a waste of time. Cavs, obviously, the team meeting, Kevin Love was reportedly called out by Isaiah Thomas. My question to you, Carver High, is does Isaiah Thomas have enough juice with the Cleveland Cavaliers in the 2 weeks that he's played with them? Because he's been out the whole season with a hip. Does he have enough juice to open up his mouth and call out anyone on that team at all? That's hilarious to me.
Absolutely not. I was shocked when I saw that today. What is he doing? He's, like you said, he wasn't even there the first 3 months of the season. Shows up. The only thing he's been in the paper for was, him not wanting them to do the video for him open
with,
Boston,
with
right?
The Paul Pierce.
That's the only thing he's been in the paper for, and he's the one who had to get on Love for not for going home with the sniffles or whatever the problem was.
Right.
The
migraines.
Sniffles, whatever the deal was with Love. The only thing
that the Cavaliers did today that would appear to be of substance would be that they're working allegedly to trade for Kings guard George Hill. And I guess he would be the guy that would they're discussing allegedly a package centered on Shumpert and Channing Frye. I'm sure they don't want Derrick Rose because he's finished.
Like a season saver right there, getting George Hill. That sounds like a season saver for the Cavs.
I don't think that's going to do anything for him. Is anyone enjoying this? Are you enjoying, Mafia, watching the Cavaliers go down the drain?
No, because unlike most people, I actually root for LeBron. I mean, I think he's the best player to ever play the game, let alone the best player to play in this generation, because, you know, everyone always throws out Michael, but you saw the stats tonight. He is the only, not only is he the youngest to get to 30,000, he is the only player to have over 30,000 points, over 7,000 rebounds, and over 7,000 assists in the history of the game. So the guy's an incredible player, and for the most part, has handled his career the right way, in my opinion, unlike, you know, guys like Kobe and some other ones. So I've always rooted for him. I don't want to see, you know, this completely collapse and see what Boston without Gordon Hayward versus Golden State in the finals, or Toronto get smoked in the finals. I don't want to see that. They have the best chance. So
I think that's what you're going to see. Boston against Golden State or Toronto.
I love every second of
this.
But
you still think Cleveland's going to do it.
I love every second of this, and I think it's great. But I think that guy will get in there by himself. When he wants to play, he'll beat all these other teams in the East.
By himself.
By himself.
Cavs still in the finals.
And this is good for him taking this time off. Not taking all nights off, but they're losing. He's not going full force. He will once they get to April and May. He'll be back in the finals.
All right, so a couple things. Kobe Bryant's Dear Basketball, his short, nominated for Best Animated Short at the Oscars. That's very impressive. And just this thought, I saw this today, one of the NBA's all-time greats, would Kobe against Kyrie one-on-one, who would you think would win that battle? Mafia, Kobe or Kyrie? I just think Kobe's too big for him.
Are we talking in their prime? Are we talking about now?
At their best.
At their best, I'd say Kobe. I mean, Kyrie isn't a good defender. He's smaller. Kobe just has the power to go right by him and can shoot over him if he wanted to, you know, just pull up.
What do you think, Carver High? Kobe or Kyrie?
Kobe. Come on.
It's not even where you're laughing at it.
I am.
I think Kyrie's amazing. I still think Kobe would be unstoppable against him. He couldn't stop him.
Even if you just go by alter ego.
I think he could actually stop Kyrie Irving and swat his shot.
He couldn't, even if you're just going off like their alter egos. Black Mamba is going to kill Uncle Drew.
Ooh, the Black Mamba against Uncle Drew? That might be a different story. Uncle Drew's unbelievable. I may have to read that one later. Anyway, the All-Star Reserves. Bradley Beal, Al Horford, Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, Oladipo, Porzingis, and Wall. In the West, Aldridge, Butler, Green, Draymond Green, Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, Karl Anthony Towns, and Russell Westbrook. They were the first guys selected as reserves were Oladipo and Towns. No Lou Williams. Do you have a problem with that? I do. There's no way you can tell me that I hate to say it, but now look, I know he's out west, but I have to look at this again. It makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. I got to tell you that. It's hard for me not to argue. Where do you fit him in? Where does Lou Williams fit in the West? You can't tell me he's better than Russell Westbrook.
It's hard. There's what,
or Damian Lillard.
What is there, 9 or 10, 11 guys on the team?
Jimmy Butler. I mean.
Who's moving?
I guess I can agree that there's no room for him. Those guys are, you know, probably, I would say, a little better. They're just a bucket better than him. I think Lou Williams is unbelievable, but I think they may have actually, the more I look at it, the more I see there's no room for him. It's just those guys that edged him out because they're better. If he were in the East, I would put him over Porzingis. I really would. What does Porzingis do for you? I don't deny he scores, but he's way too up and down. One night he has 25, the next night he has 11, and I won't deny he blocks shots, but you cannot sell me that he's great every night. He's not. He's not great every night.
Is he going to be...
All-Stars are great every night.
Is he going to be mentally and physically...
He'll be tired for that. He'll be exhausted. All the interviews.
That whole event. It's a long weekend.
Yeah, you know, all the fans and parties.
You got the Saturday night. You got the game on Sunday.
You and I won't be too tired for the Super Bowl.
That's a
lot
for a guy like him who gets tired very easily.
Will you be able to party after 5 days in Vegas doing live shows and drinking and gambling with me till 4 a.m. every night?
I'll be ready to go.
Still be able to go to the party?
Yeah.
You won't be a Porzinger and need some Z's? Porzies? No. You know, little Z's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.